is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
Head of the World Health Organization says Ebola is spreading rapidly in the Congo.
There are now almost 750 suspected cases and 177 suspected deaths.
But measures taken in Uganda appear to be helping in preventing the further spread of the virus there. He says an American national working in the DRC has been confirmed positive and taken to Germany for care.
We're also aware of another American national who has been transferred to the Czech Republic.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Pushback on Capitol Hill over potential taxpayer-funded payouts to President Trump's allies, who claim they were wronged by the Biden administration. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
The nearly $1.8 billion fund created by the Justice Department to compensate people who say they were targeted by government actions is drawing intense pushback from Democrats.
This administration is acting as if the American people are their ATM.
And now a growing number of Republicans, like North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, who calls the fund, quote, a payout pot for punks.
A possible clue into the death of a racing legend, Fox NASCAR, with the sound of Kyle Busch asking for medical attention 2 weeks ago.
And can somebody try to find Bill Heisel? He's the Hendrick doctor guy. Tell him I need him after the race, please.
Hey, do you want Mr. Bill at your car and at your bus after the race?
Bus, I'm going to need a shot.
He told reporters later he had a substantial cough. Told Fox this past Sunday.
Why do these moments never get old, Kyle?
Because you never know when the last one is.
Bush died yesterday at the age of 41. After 99 years, we're turning out the lights for good here at CBS News Radio tonight. World News Roundup anchor Steve Kathan sat down with CBS's Mark Strassman.
What do you think America will miss most about it? It's been around for a long time. Really, an American institution is what we're losing here. And I think people will notice that.
It's been a reliable companion for generations. Now this American institution will lose its voice.
Now credit where credit is overdue. My copy editor's been the incomparable Matt Cherry. On assignment, the amazing Patricia Corrigan. Desk associate who's made everything possible, Maggie Pechnik. My gratitude to each and every one of you. And for one last time, this is CBS News Radio.
I want to know what's going on in the world.
I'm Tony.
There are big questions that all of us are asking. I want to get you the answers.
How are you?
I'm Tony DeCoppola. Join me on the CBS Evening.
Carpal tunnel syndrome. Heart failure that doesn't improve with common medicines. These are some signs and symptoms associated with ATTR-CM, or the cardiomyopathy of ATTR amyloidosis, a serious heart condition with symptoms that get worse over time. Amvutra, Vutrisiran, is a prescription medicine given by a healthcare provider that treats ATTR-CM in adults to reduce heart-related death, hospital stays, and urgent visits. In a clinical study, Amvutra was proven to help people live longer and have fewer heart-related hospital stays and urgent visits over 3 years compared to placebo. Amvutra lowers the amount of vitamin A in your blood, which can affect vision. Other side effects include pain in the arms or legs, pain in the joints, and shortness of breath. These are not all the possible side effects of Amvutra. For prescribing information, call 1-833-256-2748 or learn more at Amvutra.com. Ask your doctor about Amvutra for ATTR-CM.
High gas prices have some school systems rethinking their plans.
Some school systems have considered canceling end of the school year field trips because of high diesel fuel prices caused by President Trump's Iran war.
We want to be able to provide opportunities for our students to get outside of the school building to do learning experiences, but they second guess whether or not they can do that because of this rising fuel cost.
Sean Tidwell is transportation supervisor for the Indian River School District in Delaware. After nearly 35 years still with immense pride, I say one final time, Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Paging Dr. Bobby. Pittsburgh Pirates calling on the Pitt star Noah Wiley to help kick off the team's annual Yinzerpalooza Fan Fest. They'll give away Dr. Robbie bobbleheads to the first 20,000 who show up at the July 25th game against the Cubs. And it's been an honor. So long for now. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
We all hear the radio.